That is
on right now to Jürgen Dusel, who has long supported us. He's a lawyer and he's been the German Government Commissioner for the Interests of People with Disabilities for 8 years in Brandenburg and now for 6 years for the German national government. So he's been very much involved in this issue, accessible tourism, for some time. We're looking forward to hearing from you, Mr. Dusel.
Guten Tag, meine Damen und Herren, und ein herzlicher Gruß.
It's going to work now. Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome from the Leisthaus, where I am the Commissioner for the Interests of People with Disabilities. I would love to have been with you live, but I was unable to come along, which is why I'm just recording this words of welcoming to you. Now, why do we even need to have a National Accessible Tourism Day? Shouldn't it be the case that these are available at all times anyway? But the response is clear. We have to have a day like this to raise awareness about accessible tourism, because we continue to live in a country that is full of barriers, that is not accessible, be it in housing, mobility, or digitization. There are difficulties preventing accessibility all over the place. People with disabilities are being excluded again and again, and this is why we need to have a day of accessible tourism. It's important that we do. And yet the framework conditions should be fairly clear. In Germany, we have about 13 million people with impairments, and naturally they want to enjoy tourist services just like anyone else. And they have families, they have friends, they have people caring for them, and if they can't access these tourist services, then it means that the tourism industry is not accessing this market and unable to earn money in that regard. So I think there's an actual financial interest for the tourist industry to offer services of this kind so that as many people as possible can look at them. If we look to the European Union, we can say that in the European Union, there are about 87 million people with disabilities over the age of 16, and this group naturally want to access tourist services as well. And it can be a real tourism location benefit if Germany can offer more accessible tourism than it does, than it is offered in other countries, for example. So there's a real business case for getting ahead of the game with accessible tourist services. On the other hand, we have to look at the framework conditions and say, 14 years ago, Germany ratified the UN Disability Convention, and Article 30 of the Basic Law is very clear. It gives people with disabilities the right to have access to culture, recreation, and tourism. And it's the job of the state, I believe, to ensure that these laws are enforced. And I am pushing for ensuring that the legal framework is such that private providers of products and services, including tourist services, are obliged to be accessible for people with disabilities. This will improve and enhance our country, because quality in tourism is linked to accessibility, or to put it another way, accessibility is a quality standard for modern tourism. And if you are still offering products and services that are not accessible, you're not doing your job well. You're not professional. There's just no point in offering tourist services that are not accessible to everyone. Thus, I believe that this day, like Accessible Tourism Day, remains important to raise awareness, as I've already said. And those of you who are joining us online today are multipliers in many ways for this issue, which is why you are really spreading the message. We need accessible tourism. We need to get better at it. And I believe this is really necessary. I wish you every success for your conference, and best greetings from the Kleisthaus.